Welcome in once again to our Food Time program, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program, heard every Sunday at this time. And I cannot believe that we're just weeks away from Thanksgiving Day. And that means food, food, and more food. The foodiest time of year. Are you ready for it is the big question. Now, some of you, think you may have everything you need in your house to host the family and your friends for the holidays. But there are always some great new ideas. And for that, we bring in Amy Lukasik, who is the resident chef with Sur La Table, all things food, all things kitchenware, out in Old Orchard. Amy, welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. That's a good description, right, of Sur La Table?
Absolutely.
It's like the all thing, if you're a foodie, it's heaven.
Heaven, yes, absolutely.
With all the different kitchen things that you sell.
Yes.
And things that you do. And specifically, I wanted to talk about Thanksgiving today, because there are always new gadgets and appliances and things that you can add to make Thanksgiving go a little easier. What's new and on the horizon for this year for Thanksgiving?
So definitely, I think that one of kind of the big things that we're seeing is, in addition to having your typical gas range and oven, a lot of people are gravitating towards having countertop ovens. Something where if the turkey's taking all of the time in the oven and you have other things that you need to prepare, a countertop oven, Breville makes.
You mean like a toaster oven?
It's actually a little bit bigger, so you can put full-size sheet trays in there.
Oh, wow.
And it's great because, you know, it's electric, but it also has convection settings, broiler settings, and things like that. So it's really versatile.
Yeah.
And so you're almost kind of giving yourself that double oven feel without having a double oven.
Now, you know, I just went back to a toaster oven. I had one for years, and then I stopped using it. I don't know why. I just stopped using it.
Yeah.
And this is like maybe 25 years ago.
Sure.
And then when I want to warm something up or bake something quickly, I would have to crank up the whole big oven. It took forever.
Yes.
I felt like it wasn't a very good use of energy also.
Yeah.
Mine and the ovens. So I just bought myself a nice little toaster oven.
Yeah.
And I use it all the time now.
Yeah.
As an oven, I use it to reheat. I ironically also use it for toast,
right?
and things like that. But I'm amazed at how these have changed.
Absolutely.
And how versatile they are now.
Yeah, so I've found that a lot of our customers that come in, they're opting for these countertop ovens.
Yeah.
And, you know, even for those who have a small family, or maybe it's just one or two of you, you know, like you said, turning on the oven, preheating it, and
right,
doing all of that. The countertop ovens, they heat up quickly, and, you know, they're easy to clean,
right,
and it's just, you know, it's easy peasy.
Now, how do you know which ones to pick, though? Because there is a tremendous price range of these toaster ovens.
There is. So, you know, one of the things that you want to, you know, kind of just keep in mind is obviously your countertop space.
Right.
So they do make, a couple of different sizes, and they also offer a bunch of different settings. So if you're looking for something just kind of, can get the job done. You know, you don't need to have the convection setting and the broiler setting. You can look at something for $150 to $199, and then you can get the, you know, Rolls Royce of countertop appliances. You know, Breville has a fantastic...
Breville is the Rolls Royce?
For the countertop ovens that we sell,
wow.
It's top of the line.
I didn't know. I wound up buying the Rolls Royce because I really do like it.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And, you know, they have LED settings on there, and it's really user-friendly.
Right.
And, those can be a little bit on the higher end side, so maybe $350 up to $400.
Yeah, I didn't spend that much for mine,
yeah.
I do like it a lot.
Yeah.
In terms of countertop cooking, though, these Instapot things.
Oh my goodness!
Is that still all the rage?
It is still all the rage, and honestly, the Instapot has definitely made a name for itself. They have a huge following. And I get, you know, that's probably one of the top questions that I get asked, you know, during classes. Do you own an Instapot? Do you use it? And an Instapot is great. Actually, let's kind of talk about what the Instapot is and what it does. So it's a multi-cooker. So instead of, you know, having a slow cooker, a rice cooker, pressure cooker, you know, taking up space on your shelves, this is a multi-cooker. It's all in one. So these multi-cookers have really kind of taken place of all of those appliances. And it's great, you know, if you don't have a ton of, you know, if you don't have a ton of countertop space or storage.
Place to store all of the other appliances.
Exactly. And so I get asked all the time, I do own one, you know, but I, when they say, you know, is an Instapot for me? Should I try it? I always say, try it. And actually the great thing about Sur La Table is we have cooking classes at certain locations.
Yeah.
And we actually offer Instapot classes. So you can see even just how to put the top on. Sometimes even that is, you know,
tricky.
It could be tricky.
Yeah.
So we go over what it does, and then we actually make three different dishes.
Well, what would be some Thanksgiving things that I could do in my Instapot? What would be traditional Thanksgiving things?
So the first thing that comes to my head is making turkey stock for your gravy in your Instapot. So you can throw your, you know, turkey bones or wings, some aromatics, and have turkey stock in 2 hours instead of having it on the stove for 10 hours.
Right.
Okay. You know, I'm that one, that person that would make the turkey stock, not go to bed until way late because my stock is on the stove. But, you know, now you can just knock it in the Instapot and have it done in 2 hours.
And get it done ahead of time.
Ahead of time.
Also,
and,
so
you know,
you just need to warm it up later.
Exactly. You know, and then you're not, you know, slaving over a stove. It's not taking up space on your your range if you have other things to do.
What about mashed potatoes? Can you do that in an Instapot?
Absolutely. I mean, you can cook the you can definitely pressure cook your potatoes, and it would be done in, you know, by the time it cooks in the pressure cooker, maybe we're talking maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and your potatoes are done and ready to be mashed.
And that really also is something that you can do ahead of time, right?
Absolutely.
The potatoes certainly, and then finish them up on day of. But I think,
exactly.
I think you can do them ahead of time.
I always do mine. That's actually the first thing that I do Thanksgiving morning is I knock out my mashed potatoes and just put them in a vessel where I can warm them, you know, when the turkey's ready to be done.
And that's where your old-fashioned crock pot, as we used to call them,
yes.
Your slow cooker, just a regular old slow cooker, if you put the mashed potatoes in there on low with maybe a little more milk in them or something like that, they warm right up and you can just like set it and forget it until your guests are ready to eat.
And that's one of the great things about things like the Instapot and other multi-cookers is it's also a slow cooker as well. So you can ultimately, you know, do all of that in just one pot.
In just one pot.
Yeah.
What are some other cool new things?
So we have the Joule sous vide. So sous vide actually means under pressure. So it's a newer cooking method. It's definitely taken on kind of a life on its own. It used to be a thing that you only heard, you know, high-end restaurants, you know, preparing food sous vide. But we actually have, you know, the Joule specifically is the brand that we carry, where you can throw it in a bigger pot and make your own, you know, sous vide machine.
What does that mean?
So basically it's a water bath, and the actual sous vide attachment, it looks almost like an immersion blender, mm-hmm. if I could compare it to something.
Right.
And, you know, it's all smart now. It's Wi-Fi enabled, and you set your temperature on your Joule, and it warms the water, and it circulates it, right?
Okay.
So it maintains the temperature of your water, and then you can cook your, you know, whatever food it is. You put it in a vacuum sealed bag, so it's airtight.
Oh, okay.
And then you place it in, you submerge it underwater, and it cooks. And the great thing about cooking something sous vide is you can't overcook it, because the Joule actually maintain the temperature of the water, so it won't overcook or undercook. It keeps it the same. So.
Wow. It kind of idiot-proofs the whole process.
Exactly.
A little bit.
Exactly.
And I would know about being an idiot in the kitchen. That's for sure. Let me take a break. We'll come right back. Amy Lukasik is here from the Sur La Table and Old Orchard. Got some recipes, some cooking classes, all getting you ready for Thanksgiving next on WGN. 1249, check your clocks to make sure that you have fallen back properly. It's Dean Richards, our Food Time show on the air on WGN, talking Thanksgiving prep with Amy Lukasik, who is a resident chef with Sur La Table in Old Orchard. We're talking off the air during the break about maybe one of the most important tools that you can have in your kitchen for Thanksgiving, a proper meat thermometer. I've told the story on the air, and I'm not proud of this, but I undercooked my turkey last year, and much of my family got sick as a result of that, and I'm sure I will never hear the end of that. I thought that I had a good thermometer. I didn't. It was a cheapy thermometer, and first thing that I did after buying a case of Kaopectate for my family was going out and getting a decent thermometer. So important, right?
Yes, absolutely. So there's kind of two different kinds of thermometers that I would always suggest having on hand, because I've been right there with you, Dean. I have overcooked my turkey. Yeah. I have undercooked it.
It's tricky
and
with the turkey because you can put the probe in one place. But
yes,
it may not be done in another place.
Right. And, one of the biggest things, is making sure that your oven is actually to the proper temperature. And
that's the oven's fault.
Yes.
Finally, I have a good excuse for this.
So having an oven thermometer just in general will make your life a lot easier. So if you feel like, the recipe says to put it in for 10 minutes, it's in for 10 minutes and it looks overdone, it might be that your oven just runs a little warm, I've had ovens where it was 50 degrees over what it said, on the dial. So, $10, get yourself an oven thermometer, keep it in there. They're magnetic. And it's just kind of one of those fail-safe, things to have.
So you get an accurate read of inside of the oven. But what about instant read is what
right,
you
exactly.
Want, right?
So, gone are the days of the thermometers that, just said meat and poultry and didn't even actually have a degree reading. Yeah. So if you have one of those, I would suggest putting that to rest and picking up a digital thermometer.
Right.
We've come such a long way with digital thermometers. And, there's a whole bunch on the market. They can be as, inexpensive as $20 all the way up to $100, right?
Right.
So the ideal thing is making sure that you have a good quality digital thermometer, so it gives you an accurate reading on for your meat, and it doesn't even just have to be the turkey. You can use it for anything.
For anything. And I would suggest a pretty big digital readout, so you don't have to stick your head in the oven or move things around. So you
easy
can easily see what the actual temperature is.
Right.
But you were telling me about, new technology now.
Yes.
A way to check the temperature of the meat, the
right.
turkey, whatever,
yep.
without even opening the oven door.
Absolutely. So, to your point, kind of opening up the oven, having to stick it in there, trying to read it, especially if it's a small screen. Well, what you're doing is you're letting out all of your heat,
right
of your oven. So what we have are these digital thermometers where you can stick the probe in your turkey, and it's connected to a cord that you can actually close the oven on, and then it has a display screen that you can have on your countertop that shows the internal temperature of your turkey. So you can keep track of your turkey's internal temperature
without even opening the door. And I've seen these Bluetooth thermometers.
Oh yes,
that you put the probe in into the meat, and then there's a readout. You put an app on your phone.
Exactly.
And there's a readout on your phone, and you don't even need the
yeah.
cord then. So.
And there's great thermometers that even have remote pagers. So if your turkey hits a certain temperature and you're not in the room, if you're doing a load of laundry or what have you, or if you're entertaining,
it
beeps and tells you to come back to
that's
the kitchen.
Fantastic. And that's why I could spend all day at Sur La Table.
Exactly. Yes.
there's so many other things. But also you've got cooking classes that
yes.
are going on.
Yes.
What are some of the classes that you have going on?
So we we have a lot of fun ones for Thanksgiving. Obviously, this is kind of our Super Bowl season, if you will, for chefs and for foodies. So we offer a couple of different classes, honestly, that will make your life easier trying to do Thanksgiving if you're entertaining or it's your first time maybe doing Thanksgiving. So we offer a class that is just our classic favorite Thanksgiving recipes. So I suggest that if you're maybe cooking for the in-laws for the first time, or if you haven't cooked a Thanksgiving dinner, these are basic recipes. Yeah. You know, they're not, you know, too crazy.
Right.
And we'll give you a lot of good techniques and how to time yourself on the special day. If you're a little bit more adventurous, maybe you want to have a little bit, you know, something different, you know, if you're kind of done doing kind of the same old thing every year.
Do you have one like really great recipe to knock us out with for Thanksgiving that'll make Thanksgiving amazing?
I would actually say it's as a side dish, actually, and we're showcasing it in our Bon Appetit sponsored Thanksgiving sides classes, and it's maple roasted carrots with harissa.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of got this spicy sweet, and you can use rainbow carrots, and it is a beautiful presentation on the table, and it takes something as humble as a carrot and turns it into something completely different.
You know what I was on? I think it must have been your website that I was on. I was looking at different things that I don't think I need that apparently I do. But yeah. I saw a ceramic pie pan.
Yes.
Ceramic. Mm-hmm. But it's so you can make two different pies in the same pan.
Oh no! So
with a separator down the middle, so you could like do apple on one side and pumpkin on the other.
Yeah,
or something like maybe apple and blueberry, something that would cook at the same time.
So definitely, if you have a lot of different taste buds,
that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You could definitely be creative with it. Yeah.
What are some of your favorite dessert options?
I am a sucker for just the humble apple pie. My stepmom actually makes a great apple pie. She packs it full of apples. But I love, we do in one of our autumn pies and tarts classes, we do like a cranberry tart.
Nice.
And I absolutely love cranberries, and they're beautiful this time of year. So it's like, take advantage of it.
Right. And good old pumpkin pie. I mean, you can't.
Of course.
You cannot beat it for Thanksgiving. Dinner.
The star of the show.
All of these things and more are discussed in the many cooking classes at Sur La Table. All of the tools and toys and everything kitchenware.
Yeah.
Sur La Table. What's the best way to get information on all of these things?
So definitely go to Sur La Table's website, and if you are interested in our classes, just hit in-store classes, and it will prompt you to the one that's closest to you, and you can take a look at our calendar.
Good deal. Thank you for coming in.
Absolutely.
Really
Thank
interesting.
You so much.
Looking forward to doing it again. Amy Lukasik, resident chef, Sur La Table, Old Orchard.